The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
According to the latest data released Wednesday, inflation increased yet again in June, 9.1% over the past year, marking another 40-year record high, which leaves most Americans thinking about how do we survive? Is this the peak? Is inflation going to get higher? Is there more pain to come? On our guest line this morning, E.J. Antoni is a research regional economics in the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation. Welcome. Good morning, EJ. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. And how are you doing?
I am wonderful on this Friday. Let's start with the basics. What did Wednesday's inflation number mean to the average American?
Honestly, I don't think it's that Wednesday's inflation number meant anything to the average American. The average American has been feeling this for the last 2 years. I think it took Wednesday's report to wake up the political bureaucrats here in Washington, D.C., who, for example, don't do their own food shopping and are pretty much insulated from all these price increases. People have been feeling this absolutely crushing inflation. I can't emphasize enough how much this really is crushing Americans. If we want to actually look at, like, what is this doing to the average American, let's say, the average American since Joe Biden took office has lost the equivalent of $3,400 a year in annual salary because of these price increases. I mean, that's more than some people spend on food in a year.
Yeah. You know, I got a text message from a listener. I want to read it to you. It says, "Good morning, Joey. I'd love for Joe Biden to have to do what I do for work. I drive 225 miles a day. I wake up at 1:30 a.m. and I drive from Spartanburg, South Carolina to Asheville, North Carolina to do two paper routes that take me 3 hours to do. Then I go to Ingalls Warehouse and I work there from 7 a.m. until 3:30 in the afternoon. Now, can you imagine what I have to pay for gas to do this? So my question is, why can't we please go back to President Trump where gas was like less than $2 and food was affordable?" Joe Biden and the Democrats, they don't have a clue of what a person like this listener are going through, do they?
No, that's exactly right. They don't have a clue. But what they do have a clue about is their vision. And their vision is to get us off fossil fuels. And what people need to realize is the pain at the pump is the point. That is intentional. That is not accidental. The only way you can possibly get the nation off of fossil fuels that's reliable and dependable American energy and into this unreliable and unproven so-called green technologies that they love so much, the only way you can do that is by making the existing infrastructure so ridiculously expensive that people can't afford it anymore. And that's exactly what they've been doing. This is not an accident. This is purely intentional. I mean, think about it. They announced that they were going to end the fossil fuel industry during their campaign.
Yeah, it is crazy. And look how it's working out for all those Tesla owners in Texas. They got a notice yesterday that they are being discouraged from charging their vehicles between 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. because it's taxing the Texas electric grid. So what good is a car to you if you can't charge it?
No, that's exactly right. You're spot on. You know, the aging electrical infrastructure in this country, which unfortunately largely because of government regulations has not been kept up, cannot sustain an entire fleet of electric vehicles. Even if electric vehicles were the answer, and even if they were more efficient and all that, which it's, you know, clear that that's not the case, but even if that were true, we still don't have the infrastructure to actually make that transition.
Yeah. Yesterday, Federal Reserve Governor Christopher Waller indicated that he's open to another pretty steep interest rate hike. Is this the right approach? And are we looking at another interest rate hike? Where does this end?
Well, let me try to put some of these inflation numbers in context, because people hear these numbers and we literally have an entire generation of Americans who haven't experienced this before. So a lot of people don't really, you know, quite grasp where we should be versus where we are. The last time inflation was this high, the key Federal Reserve interest rate was over 13%. Today it's 1.58. So we are nowhere near where we should be. This is kind of the equivalent of a runner, if you will. The gun goes off at the race, and everyone else gets halfway around the track before he decides to take one giant leap forward. I mean, sure, in a certain sense, that's progress, but he is so laughably behind that this is, I mean, this is really just nonsensical what we're talking about at this point. Interest rates need to go much higher, much faster. And yes, that's going to certainly cause some pain, but it needs to be done. I mean, inflation is like a cancer. And the earlier you treat it, the better. And you can use less chemotherapy and radiation. But the longer you wait to deal with it, the worse it gets, the more it grows, the more systemic it becomes. And now you need hard and heavy doses of chemotherapy and radiation. And that's going to do a lot of harm to the patient in the process. But it's still the right thing to do because the alternative is the cancer kills you.
Yeah. Yeah. EJ and Tony on our guest line this morning. EJ is with the Heritage Foundation. You can find additional information about the great work that they're doing at heritage.org. So EJ, the Biden administration, they keep claiming, and I'm reading from a quote from Ms. Jean-Pierre, that we are stronger economically than we have been in history. What could they possibly mean by this?
Oh my goodness. I am so tempted to use words I'm not allowed to on national radio right now. The just utter garbage coming out from this White House. They talk about things like the strength of the consumer. What strength? I mean, monthly savings by American families are down over 70% since Joe Biden took office. Credit card debt is exploding. This whole economic recovery of Joe Biden has been built on sand. And then they have these just absolutely ridiculous statements about we are transitioning the economy. Transitioning? I mean, in what sense of the word could you possibly be transitioning in the economy? I mean, perhaps in the same sense in iceberg transition the Titanic into a submarine. I mean, it is just absolutely preposterous. And it's really insulting the fact that they use this kind of language when talking about something that is literally ruining people's financial lives.
Yeah. Yeah, it is crazy. And it actually makes me angry, EJ, to hear them say this type of thing, as if we're a bunch of idiots and we don't realize just how bad things are. Obviously, they don't. All right. So the big question of the day is, do you believe that we're headed to a recession? If so, how bad will it be?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I'll stake my reputation on this. We don't get out of this without a recession. You can't spend, borrow, and print $6, $7, $8 trillion and expect there not to be negative consequences. I'm sorry, but the laws of supply and demand will not be conned. You cannot get away with this. It just doesn't happen. So we are going to have a recession. We may actually be in it already. We already had one quarter of negative economic growth the first 3 months of this year. The second 3 months of the year may very well come in negative right now. That's the current projection. At that point, you know, that's your textbook definition of recession, two consecutive quarters of negative economic growth. But if not now, definitely, you know, by this time next year, we will be in a recession. How bad it gets is just a question of how quickly can the federal government, including the Federal Reserve, get their act together and do the right thing.
Yep. EJ, always a pleasure. And again, we appreciate what you guys do at Heritage Foundation. Go to heritage.org for additional information. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You do the same.
Always a pleasure.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.